This is Vermont Edition. I'm Connor Cyrus. Next month, Vermont will welcome a new state librarian. Kathy Delneo comes to the role with more than 25 years of experience in public libraries, most recently as the chief of branches for San Francisco Public Library. The incoming state librarian will also oversee libraries statewide. Part of her job is commissioner of libraries across Vermont. And Kathy Delneo joins me now to discuss her path to this new role. Kathy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me on the show, Connor.
So something that I find really exciting that as I get older and I'm meeting Vermonters is people come back. So what's your relationship to Vermont?
Well, I was born in Burlington and then I grew up in South Burlington. And I was a proud product of Orchard Elementary School and South Burlington Middle School. I went to high school at Rice High School. And then in college, I went out of state for college, but continued coming back for summer jobs and just being with my family. So I was living in Vermont until I graduated from college. And like you said, people do come back. I've been kind of trying to find a way back for quite a while now. So really excited about this opportunity to move back home.
And as this, you know, you're going to be the state librarian. When did you decide that libraries were where you wanted to build your career?
Well, I went to college and got a degree in an undergraduate degree as a philosophy major. And I kind of realized my senior year that I didn't really know what to do next. Like, where would I go from there? And I thought about my life, that, you know, so far, and I thought, what did I enjoy doing the most? And I really just had kind of a flood of memories of all of the different library spaces I had been in and how I really enjoyed that environment. If it was the public library, I used to use the Bailey Howe Library a lot when I was in high school. So college libraries, if it was the, you know, elementary school library, I just always found myself gravitating to libraries. And so I explored different programs and I decided to go to the Rutgers University Library and Information Science program. And so that's sort of how I got into libraries to begin with.
What role do you see libraries playing in today's society and today's culture? I think that must have shifted a little bit during the pandemic. So what are you seeing is the role of libraries now? Kathy, are you there?
I am. Sorry.
There we go.
I got disconnected for a second. I think you were asking about the role that I see libraries having today.
Yes.
Great. So I really see libraries as the place where people can access information and resources. And that could be physical collections like books or audiobooks or media, or it could be online resources. In our libraries, we help people who are needing bridges to get across the digital divide. When we think about everything that's gone online in the past couple of years with the pandemic, when so many people don't have computers or internet access at home, our public libraries are a place for that really valuable connection to the internet and to that information that's online. And then additionally, our libraries are convening spaces. They're places where we have amazing public programs and where neighbors can meet each other and learn new things and share information. So really for me, that the library is this center of lifelong learning. It's a place that can help people to achieve whatever their life goal is. If it's like a new skill that they need for their job or their career to get them to the next level, or even if it's something like they want to know the best place in their garden to put a tomato, that's something that you can find at your library. And so we're really there for people whenever they have an information need and whenever they are trying to learn something and to connect with other people who have that information.
Now, you've been in libraries for a while now. What's been the most exciting shift in how we use libraries that you have seen?
Gosh. Well, I think in the past year, the past 2 years, really, we've seen a lot of advancements in how connected different libraries across the globe are with each other. When libraries had to take a lot of their programming into the virtual realm, that really enabled us to have access to information and programs and services that were offered in different places, and it offered a chance to collaborate. And now we're even seeing shifts to kind of a hybrid model where there are some people in person and there are some people who are accessing a program remotely. So for me, that's really an interesting space that we're in right now, the ways that we've adapted so that we are able to serve people in person, but we're also really expanding our services to connect with people in the community wherever they are through the virtual platforms.
Now, from your years of experience in San Francisco, what would you like to bring to Vermont Libraries statewide as the Commissioner of Libraries that worked well in San Francisco?
Absolutely. I want to say, first off, that I'm super impressed with all of the work that's happening already at the State Library. I had an opportunity to meet with some of my colleagues yesterday and was just wowed by everything that's going on. And what I confirmed is that there's a lot of synergy and overlap between the focus of what I've been doing in San Francisco Public Library and what's going on in Vermont and at the State Library. For example, both organizations are really focused on expanding awareness of our services and access to those services. And that could be physical access, like ADA accessibility to our library spaces, or it could be access in terms of welcoming people to our spaces and making sure that everybody in the community really feels like this is their library. This is a place for them. This is a place that is welcoming, and really using a justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion lens in our work, evaluating, looking kind of closely at what we're doing and evaluating it, and how does it resonate with the people who we're really trying to serve, so that everybody in the community feels welcome to the space and to access the services and to ask a question free of any kind of judgment or any power differential. I think that that's really important for the work that we're going to be doing at the State Library and the work that's already ongoing throughout the state.
Absolutely. And as the work in the State House and the library continues, you also have to have a life outside of libraries and books. And I understand that you play the cello and you're an open water swimmer and an ice swimmer. Like, tell me a little bit about your experiences with those.
Sure. Well, my ice swimming experience actually started because I'm a clumsy runner, or I used to be a clumsy runner. So I was trying to do all of the training that needed to be done to do a marathon, like a trail running marathon. And I twisted my ankle repeatedly, and I was not able to run anymore. And I was already an open water swimmer, but I was also finding kicking was a little bit painful. So I went through PT and then eventually had surgery, I realized that really cold water was great because my ankle did not hurt at all while I swam. And so I started going up to Tahoe, Lake Tahoe, and kind of taking dips in Lake Tahoe in the wintertime. And I found out that there was something called an ice mile and that it was something I could work towards. So with a good friend of mine, Karen Rogers, we trained for probably 2 or 3 months. And then we did ice miles, which are a mile distance that is done in water that is below 5 degrees Fahrenheit.
Everybody, I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's all the time we have for Kathy Del Nayo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I really enjoyed being here.
Thank you. Kathy Del Nayo is the incoming State Librarian of Vermont. Her first day on the job is February 13th.